Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 27th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Chicago, Illinois. We got two great diaries today from Rob about point of sales devices and what some of the issues that we're seeing with point of sales devices mean for PCI compliance. In one example, Rob was able to get access to a point of sales device after he used his credit card with this particular device. The device was running Windows, so Rob used standard Windows tools like Dumpit in order to get a copy of the memory, and then he was searching for his own credit card number on that particular device. Needless to say, he found it. He also found his PIN number, because in this case he used chip and PIN, which is commonly used in Canada. Overall, he found about 160 likely credit card numbers using various regular expressions. For PCI, however, these findings are really not that relevant right now because PCI makes no requirements as to how credit card data has to be represented in memory. PCI really just deals with how credit card data has to be encrypted, if it is transmitted across a network, or if it is stored to disk. But credit card data in memory is really not covered at this point by any PCI requirement. And in a second diary, Rob is making some recommendations as to how to protect point of sales devices. Some of this advice may sound obvious, like for example, no internet access from the device directly. All connections should go through a VPN to the head office. And then of course you need to install antivirus, whitelisting, or any other kind of host-based protection on the device itself in order to protect it from malware. I would like to add to this that there are now a couple of vendors that do offer credit card readers that you can connect to one of these point of sales devices. There, the credit card data is encrypted in the reader, so actually the point of sales device never sees the clear text Stripe data. Instead, the data is just passed through to the processor, and then only the processor is able to decrypt the data. Another issue, of course, with these devices is physical security. Since they are in a retail store environment, it's usually pretty hard to adequately secure these devices physically. So, for example, nobody is able to add USB drives to it or other USB devices, or simple things like, for example, USB sniffers between a credit card reader and the actual point of sales device. And while we're talking about physical protections for point of sales devices, over the last few weeks, there have also been a few reports about new skimmers that are actually internal to the card reader slot. So they're not easily detected as you're looking at the device itself, like traditional skimmers that we have seen before. And Netflix released some interesting security tools as open source, Scumpler and Sketchy. These tools can search the internet using standard search engines for keywords and then create screenshots of suspicious sites. Pretty interesting tools. Haven't had a chance to test them yet. And a couple of weeks ago, actually, there was another tool that I missed that Netflix released, Security Monkey. Looks also quite interesting. It does run some security checks on Amazon web service configurations and tells you what to improve, including things like S3 bucket policies and such. So if you're using Amazon web services, if you're using S3, take a look at this tool that Netflix released for free. And while we are talking about free security software, there's also an interesting project called Classfire at classfire.com. This is essentially a Windows firewall and network monitoring system. Now, we had a lot of different Windows firewalls in the past, free or for sale. This one looks really slick in the way it presents the data, also tells you what programs are currently active, tells you, for example, if a new program tries to establish an internet connection. Now, as far as the commercial angle on this particular tool, looks like this is more or less a pre-release of what may become a commercial product in the future as they're adding more features to this. But give it a try and see if it gives you a little bit more insight into network activity on your Windows system. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.